Now, the National Union of Journalists has asked the Garda Commissioner to withdraw a request for journalists to turn over footage from the public order incident in Coolock last week. The NUJ says the use of journalists as information gatherers for security forces has potentially dangerous consequences. The Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, told a press conference this week that he has an obligation to obtain all available evidence relating to particular incidents, and at times such evidence is procured on foot of warrants from the courts.
My obligation and duty to thoroughly investigate actions which are criminal in their nature. I have a lawful and legal and legislative responsibility to do all I can then to obtain evidence. The evidence isn't obtained any other way than by warrant. We seek a warrant through the court process.
That was Drew Harris speaking to the media earlier this week. We're joined in the studio now by the NUJ Irish Secretary, Seamus Dooley. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You've written to the Garda Commissioner. What are you asking him to do?
Well, I'm asking him to take a step back. Journalists and media organisations clearly have a shared interest in ensuring that everyone, including journalists covering public order incidents, work safely. But the reality is that we know from talking to our members, particularly photographers, that they are at risk covering events. If they are identified or perceived as acting as agents for the state, that further puts them under risk of fire.
Are you asking him then to ignore potential evidence of a potential crime?
Well, I think his view, the Commissioner's view, is that he has a right and responsibility to collect the best evidence
possible.
But are
you asking him to ignore what could be vital evidence in prosecuting a crime?
What I'm asking him is to reflect on whether he needs to put journalists at risk because he already has the evidence. And I'll give you an example of this. In O'Connell Street, media after the riots in November, in Parnell Square, journalists were put under pressure, media organisations, to hand over evidence. The reality is that there is a significant body of evidence available both from the Gardaí and from cameras in the area. The difference between getting them from other sources and from journalists is that there's a consequence for photographers. The function of handing over evidence, they become targets. The function of a photographer particularly is to record the incident. That's to record the demonstration, the actions of the Gardaí, the actions of whoever takes part in the public interest. It is not to act as an agent of the state.
Yeah, but how could a Garda stand over, or an investigator stand over a situation whereby they would overlook or ignore potentially gathering certain evidence simply because it came from the camera of a journalist?
Well, there are a few issues within this. First of all, material gathered by photographers, which is already in the public domain, is available. The evidence is available, it's published, it's available online. So that's there already. In most cases, evidence is available by other means. The Gardaí now have the right to use body cameras as well. And I think the distinction between, and he is correct in saying they can go for a warrant, and where that happens, what currently happens is they approach media first, then they use a warrant. We believe that only in extremis and through the courts should these requests be made.
Okay, and if the media, photo journalists or camera operators, media organisations, are compelled by the courts to surrender footage, should they do that?
Well, they have no choice at that stage other than to challenge it legally. We would hope that it doesn't get to that stage. The reality is that it is in the public interest, and it is indeed the interest of the Gardaí, that public demonstrations are recorded and reported on. There is already a situation where far-right groups target photographers. You're putting an additional mark on their back if they're there as agents of the state. And I have talked to at least one agency who are saying if the approach is that we must hand over material and put our workers at risk, our photographers at risk, we will withdraw. So what public interest is covered by making it impossible for journalists to work safely in this area?
All right. NUJ, Irish Secretary Seamus Dooley, thank you for speaking with us today. We'll be talking about other cameras, those in taxis, after this break.